Officials at the New York Stock Exchange and at Dow Jones are being quite careful about what they will say and declined invitations to be recorded. Dow Jones acknowledged yesterday that there was a problem with their computers. Today, we learned that the Stock Exchange had its own separate computer problem that affected trading. Holly Stark was on the Market Performance Committee at the New York Stock Exchange.
I'm not exactly sure precisely what happened. Sorry.
She does know that yesterday afternoon, after 3 p.m. in the busiest hour just before the close of trading, a major computer system at the New York Stock Exchange began slowing down so much that it became, in some cases, unusable. Trading on the floor came to a total halt at points. People wanted to sell stocks, other investors wanted to buy, but the computer couldn't handle the trades. Pretty soon, investors went to a very old system. Paper and pencils. Stark knows the computer failed, but she says the New York Stock Exchange has not explained why.
They're still looking at what happened, trying to point to exactly what fell down.
So the reason they're not telling us is they don't know themselves yet.
I'm sure if there was a very simple explanation, we would have heard about it.
Here's what we do know. Around 2 o'clock yesterday, the computer that calculates the Dow Jones Industrial Average stopped working. So investors all over the world thought the Dow Jones average was not changing. They kept seeing the same number on their screens. They didn't know the Dow was slowly, steadily creeping downwards because the computer wasn't telling them that. Around an hour later, just before 3 o'clock, Dow Jones switched to a backup computer, which was working. In an instant, the backup computed the right number for the Dow. Rather than that slow, steady decline, it looked to traders and investors like the Dow had fallen 200 points in less than 60 seconds. People thought the market was in free fall. So suddenly, investors all over the world were trying to buy or sell stocks, or just log on to the computer to find out what was going on. The New York Stock Exchange system was overwhelmed and pretty much collapsed.
Once I sat down at my desk and PR went, you need to drop whatever you're doing and look at this. That's when I realized how big of an issue it was.
Around the same time, Abelardo Gonzalez was realizing that lots of other computer systems were also experiencing problems. He works for Keynote, a sort of consumer reports, monitoring online trading sites like E-Trade, Ameritrade, and lots of others. Keynote has computers all over the country which automatically log into online trading sites and make trades to see how well the site is doing. And most of the time, all the online trading sites do pretty well. They execute a trade in 10 to 15 seconds, but not yesterday.
So we saw some of our sites take upwards of a minute to execute the transaction.
A minute, of course, is an eternity on a day like yesterday. Gonzalez says surely thousands of people lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because of those delays. Yesterday was by far the worst day of glitches in 7 years, he says. And, Gonzalez says, the worst thing is that it's quite easy to imagine a much busier trading day. So how concerned should we be that the computers the financial markets depend on are not ready to handle a very big event?
Well, not panic, but it's definitely a wake-up call.
The New York Stock Exchange did issue a release saying it's in the process of upgrading its computers. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.